see in this offense, though, where it might suit you, though, that you might bring to it?
I see a lot of balance. You know, Matthew Stafford, he's a great quarterback. And, you know, with the running back group that we have a good depth that we can help with the pass game. And, you know, that's the thing.
Is your forte, you know, the between the tackles, runner, the power back, that kind of thing? And you also have good hands. I mean, is that the versatility plus the power?
That's what I take my pride in, you know, catching the ball off field and on third down, trying to make the first down, trying to move the ball, and trying to continue on the field and score touchdowns.
And also a power back, too. Didn't you kind of bring power to the running game?
Yeah, that's my forte, is power back, goal line, you know, that's what I was known for, and you know that's what I'm trying to bring to the team, is trying to score more touchdowns.
Matt, some people kind of ask if you played any fullback. They don't have a fullback in this offense anymore.
Yeah.
Have you played that position?
My first year when I first got to the NFL, I played fullback for Minnesota.
Do you remember the closing day of 2013 against the Lions?
Do I remember?
100-yard game against the Lions. Remember that?
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. No, I never remember. That was after the passing of my dad. So I kind of, you know, dedicated my game to him.
Oh, okay. Your father had passed
away?
Yeah.
How important was it for you to stay in the division and maybe show the Vikings what they've missed?
I don't know. The Vikings have been good to me. You know, I've been there for 5 seasons. Then, you know, I have so much respect for, you know, that organization. And, you know, especially with AP, you know, being behind him and watching him run really helped me in my game.
Were you surprised they didn't try to keep you?
Was it surprised? No, not really, you know, because AP's gone. You know, they get trying to be more, you know, young guys in. And fortunately, it didn't happen, so I got my opportunity here.
Do you see yourself as a complimentary piece in the running game, or do you think you have the potential to maybe try to grab the starting spot?
You know, just whatever I can do to help the team. I mean, I'm here to, you know, win. That's my main focus, is trying to bring this team to a championship.
Did you talk to anybody here about signing for Lions? They give you some advice about what Caldwell's like, or what it's like in
Oh, Haloti. You know, been good friends. He's from Utah. We trained together in the summer. He said nothing but good things about Coach Caldwell, and, you know, I love it here so far.
Did you talk to Ed? Because when you came and tried out and worked out with the rookies, they didn't sign you. So what happened between now and when they signed you?
Just continue to stay conditioned. You know, you never know what's going to happen. Fortunately, got the call last week. My son woke me up with my phone. And someone's calling you, and I answered, it was my agent. So, you know, I got the call from that.
Were you surprised that they didn't sign you right away, like after your workout? Because, you know, heard it was a
problem. Not really surprised. I was just, I don't know, that's just how the business is. You know, you just come here, show what you got, and, you know, hope for the best.
Do you expect to be used the same way you were used in Minnesota? Are you kind of
broadening? I don't know. Just whatever the coaches want me to do, man. I'm out here to try to win.
What is your son's name, by the way?
Ephraim.
Spell it, please.
Ephraim. Okay. Well, it was my youngest son. He's 2 years old. I got 1 and 2, and my son is 12. Okay. So my 2-year-old is Henry. He woke me up.
Did he answer your phone?
No, he woke me. He put the phone to my face because it was vibrating. It said, "Daddy, phone," and I answered it and got the call.
Thank God he did that. Yeah,
I know, right? We're all taking a nap. I was trying to tire my sons out.
But, does he get a cut of the deal then?
Huh?
That's like agent fee, right? He gets like 1%.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, put it towards the college fund.
Didn't you work for UPS or something like that, or FedEx or something?
No, it was an industrial supply company in Salt Lake. After my first year, I was released. Yeah.
You spent a year working.
And of course, you got a call back.
What's the experience like going from playing with Minnesota? Now you're in a new city, new team, new facilities. You got to get used to a lot of different things.
Yeah, you know, just trying to gain the respect to, you know, with these guys that's been here. Just trying to go out there and improve. Try to do my best, you know, to get the plays down.
With you and AP, you know, in Minnesota, the run game was such a vital component of that offense. Yeah. How important? I mean, Lions have struggled to get their run game going. How important is that part to the offense?
You know, in order to run the ball, man, I don't know. I think it's a big key, you know, to open up the pass game. You know, with Stafford back there, he can do whatever he wants back there. But with a good run game, I think it helped the offense more.
How much was that illustrated last year in Minnesota? We went from having one of the best running games to one that was really historically impotent for 12 weeks.
Yeah, it was hard trying to go in there, try to take the role from, you know, AP with him missing, with me, Jarek, and the rest of the guys trying to go in there and trying to mix in the runs. And fortunately, we just couldn't do it.
Didn't it really point up the importance of running the ball, though, that if you just couldn't, it just made everything such a struggle?
You know, We could. It's just, I don't know, it was just a big struggle last year trying to get people to run the ball, different people to run the ball.